be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, featuring your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day. This program will help you find the body, mind, and spirit to define your biological age and live a vibrant, sexy, anti-aging lifestyle that you've always desired through diet, exercise, and a variety of helpful tips that will be discussed on today's program. Now, here is your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day.
Hey everyone, welcome back to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, Voice America. And here I am with Natalie Day.
Hello.
Hello, Natalie Day. How are you?
I'm great. So, Dr. Ray, we haven't talked in a while. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I just came back from yet another dangerous trip. This time I was in the Amazon.
Does Haley book these trips for you, the more dangerous?
Well, I think when I'm in a doghouse, I've noticed that the trips get more dangerous. And when I'm good, then I notice the trips usually are nearby, particularly in the first world. But this time, actually, in all seriousness, was a very timely trip. As you know, we do a lot of humanitarian surgical missions, free surgery. I was in Africa this summer doing free surgery. But this time, it was a different theme, and that was sustainable, eco-friendly building. So I participated in Casa Cor. Casa, of course, means house, and Cor means color. Basically, it is an organization that invites approximately 50 to 100 architects.
Okay.
And this time to the Amazon, because the Amazon is the lungs of the world. It's the lungs of the world. And if you're going to make an ecological statement and you want the world to hear it, it's better to do it from the Amazon. And so that's exactly what we did. About 50 to 100 architects got together there. Casa Cor is the name of the organization. Each one was given an assignment to build whatever they wanted to build that was sustainable and eco-friendly. So my architect, just a beautiful young Brazilian architect, her name is Annette Peroni. She built my office in the Amazon. Everything, the table was for compressed garbage. I mean, you think, you know, it was fully solar-powered. The water was purified on site. I mean,
wow.
The office she built me is far, 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 far better than my Beverly Hills office. It's incredible. It's just I've been tweeting those pictures for the last few days. And just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So basically, we wanted to show the world that it is doable. And of course, when I had free time, I took a boat and I went up the different tributaries of the Amazon. It was just wonderful. I discovered such amazing things. It's not like mosquitoes everywhere and crocodiles jumping in the water. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful place. And the natives were so beautiful. They had this pitch black hair, blue eyes. I just couldn't believe it. It was paradisical. So
now, is this an organization that people can get involved in if they're interested in the environment?
Yes, I'm sure they can. Just Google Casa Cor.
Well, we will put all the links on the Facebook page. And I wanted to talk about that, Dr. In just a few moments, we're going to be taking call-ins from your listeners. And, you know, we've got over 100,000 Twitter followers every week. We've got over 1,000 Facebook community friends. And every month, we're gaining about 50 to 60, you know, listeners just to this show. So I know we have a lot of people out there that believe in the same cause as you do. And I want to make sure they get the information, which they can get on our Facebook page or by following you on Twitter.
Yes, you know what? Our friends have been so loyal, and we're so grateful for our wonderful audience. We have fun, but we exchange you know, a lot of great information. We learn from them, they learn from us, and, you know, we all get better.
Right. And what I love about hosting this show with you is that last week we were talking about cheating, and we were talking about marriages and when is it a right to cheat and not cheat and how do you keep your sex life alive. And it was a very fun and racy kind of show. But this week we're doing call-ins, and these are questions from our audience. And I want to go to Switzerland right now. We have a caller all the way from Switzerland, and she has a question for you, doctor. Her name is Isabel. Isabel, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Great. And now you're calling us all the way from Sweden, right?
Yes.
Great. So we're going to ask you to speak up just a little bit because Sweden's very far away from Beverly Hills. Now, Isabella, are you a fan of Dr. Ray?
Yes, definitely.
You know, I think it's mutual, Natalie. I will tell you this, that when I die, I want my ashes scattered over Scandinavia. I don't know exactly why. I just want it that way. So everyone knows that when I die, is he going to erase that? I like that. When I die, well, my ashes scattered over Scandinavia. There you go. So now you know my secrets.
Wonderful. So, Isabella, are you a fan of Dr. 90210? Do they show that in Sweden?
Yes, they said it every night. So I stay up at 2 o'clock watching it.
What does your boyfriend or husband say about that?
I don't have any.
Well, then maybe I'm your boyfriend, right? Is that how it works? Your television boyfriend. We better move on with the questions before we get in too much trouble here.
So, Isabella, what question do you have for the doctor today?
I have taken away those moles, you know, or liver spots.
The liver spots?
On my body. Yes. And yes. I wonder, is it dangerous to go out in the sun afterwards? How long should you wait?
So you got liver spots removed with a laser. And your question is, how long should you wait to go into the sun?
Yes. And how is it dangerous to take them away, or is it good to take them away?
Oh, good question. So, Dr. Ray, liver spots or moles, is it dangerous to have them removed, or should you live with them? And if you have them removed with a laser, do you have to worry about sun exposure or getting cancer in those spots?
Yes.
We know with any laser procedure, any surgery at all, you should not get any sun radiation on your incisions, your scars, for 1 year. So you can either put a little bit of sunblock over them when they're healed, or, you know, sometimes, for example, a person has had an operation of the breast. I tell them to put a little bit of tinfoil in the layers of their bikini so that you can block that sun. But bottom line is you should not get sun radiation on an incision, a healing scar, for 1 year. Because there's very rapid cell division there, two things can happen. Hyperpigmentation, or you can expose those cells to the possibility of becoming neoplastic or cancerous. So a little bit of sunspot on those healing incisions until it becomes a year. A second question is, what to do with liver spots? Now here you have a number of choices. There are some wonderful lasers called intense pulse light lasers, which are very, very good at basically removing these spots. But nowadays, we even have creams that will bleach these spots. So there is no question that these age spots will age you. Don't worry, it can be easily removed with laser or creams. And you know what? For that whole cellular repair, as a matter of fact, if you refer to my website, Dr. Robert Ray Health, and go under supplements, you're going to see two wonderful products. One is called PhytoRich AC11, and this just helps the cells repair themselves. And the other wonderful product is the PhytoRich SunGuard. You know, every time, every second you ever spent in the sun, there is a cross-linking of the DNA. This product helps repair that DNA so that your skin does not look aged, and we don't have some of these aging problems. So there you go, my friend, all the way from Scandinavia. There is some hints as to what to do and what not to do.
Isabella, does that help answer your question?
Yes, very helpful.
Wonderful. Do you have any other questions for the doctor while we've got you all the way from Sweden?
I have a question for you. At what time is the sun setting?
About now, and it's about 6 o'clock here.
Oh, that's not bad. I thought the sun rose at 10 there and set at 2. In the winter, right? It's not good. It's only fall. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yes, you too.
Good questions. You know, Natalie, when I was in Africa, I saw all the age spots on the right hand. And, of course, here in America, all the age spots on the left hand.
Right, and, from driving.
And that's, you know, obviously the way we drive and the position of the steering wheel in a car. It's sad because, there are very few things that telegraph to the world your age instantly. Obviously your eyes, right, your neck,
right.
And the third thing is your hands. And the sad thing is we have so many wonderful products that can help keep your hand youthful. And in this competitive world, we don't necessarily want to telegraph right away our age. So buyer be aware that that is one area that you can keep young for a long, long time, your hands.
Absolutely. And one question she asked, and I don't know, maybe I wasn't hearing the answer here, but liver spots or moles, I think one of the questions she asked, and I'm curious, is it better to just live with it? Or is it, you know, safe to get rid of moles? I've seen a lot of newspaper articles lately on moles and things to remove them. You know, why do we get them? And, you know, is that a sign of our health?
You know, it's just sun damage. They can be treated very, very, very easily with laser or even creams. And you can also attack them internally. Of course, it's harmless to treat them, obviously. We don't want to cut them out because your whole body be dotted with scars unless they look suspicious. By the way, it's always good to visit a dermatologist just to make sure it's not something else. As a matter of fact, that's the starting spot. I mean, that's the starting point, is to make sure you go to a trusted dermatologist so you make sure, because there are a number of lesions that can look similar. That can look very similar. But anyhow, if they're truly just age spots, this is just sun damaged skin, where there's some hyperpigmentation. It's much like freckles. And these can be very, very easily treated, both outside and inside. I always like a dual approach to things. In medicine, we use that approach all the time. For example, we'll apply topical antibiotic, but also give oral antibiotics. So it attacks it from the artery point of view, but also superficially. With skin, I also like to attack it from both sides. Maybe a nice laser, by the same token, a supplement which helps internally. And that's why we created that phyto-rich sun guard, which helps rebuild that DNA. So anyhow, remember, sunspots of the hands, very, very, very easy to treat.
Well, great, because I know a lot of people are concerned about them. And I love that we now have something on your website that people can take for internal health. So referring to the AC11 and the Sun Guard, I want to encourage people to go to drrobertrayhealth.com and find them under the supplement section, because they're really good products and there's a ton of science on that site. We're going to be right back with more of your calls here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. Stay with us.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Go inside the world of PR with PR Insider, hosted by public relations expert Maureen Kettis. Maureen will speak to the world's highest profile PR pros from the fields of marketing, advertising, and sales. And PR Insider will feature renowned members of the media as special guests. Maureen will give you a VIP access pass, including tips and tricks to take your business to the next level. PR Insider with Maureen Kettis, sponsored by Cision, us.cision.com. Listen every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Network.
There are a number of health and social services available to individuals for low cost or no cost. Now there's a radio program devoted to bringing you the information you need. Tune in to Outreach Today with host Melissa Jenkins-Simon. Our program promotes the benefits and services of CI Incorporated, providing health and social services over a wide spectrum of resources and agencies. We want to help you. Tune in to Outreach Today, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
News, opinion, passion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Okay, guys, welcome back to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, Voice of America. I'm here with Natalie Day and Tim hiding behind the council there, producing our show. And today we have it opened up to our wonderful family, our wonderful friends, our great audience for call-ins. So, Natalie, I believe you have somebody on the phone.
We hung up with Switzerland. Now we are moving on the globe. We are in New Jersey, and we're going to be talking with a gentleman named Gene, and Gene's on the line with us. And Gene, welcome, and you've got some questions about some pretty serious stuff here, type 2 diabetes. Dr. Ray loves talking about diabetes, or I should say how he's going to end it, right?
Yes, conquering diabetes, that's right.
So, Gene, what's your question for Dr. Ray?
Well, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I want to know if this will continue to get worse, if it's degenerative, or if it's something I can do to kind of stop it where it's at now, the destructive part of it, like my eyesight, you know, am I going to have to get thicker and thicker eyeglasses?
That's interesting the way you said that. What are some of the other things that are happening to you as a result of your type 2 diabetes, the eyesight?
And going to the bathroom at night.
What do you mean going to the bathroom at night? You mean peeing quite a few times?
Yes, okay. That's exactly what I mean.
Wow.
Well, you know what, Natalie, I think I can probably start. Diabetes, there's two types, as our wonderful listeners know. There's the type 1 and type 2. The type 1 is usually starts in youth and is just a destruction of those pancreatic cells that make insulin. Many times it's viral, sometimes even unknown because that's the more severe type of diabetes. Diabetes 2, however, that adult onset diabetes is far more common. Basically, your body just becomes less and less sensitive to the insulin it's producing. Many times, not always, it's related to perhaps being a little bit more inactive or perhaps not so good of a diet. And certainly it's related to obesity, of course, again, not always. The good news, you guys, is that it can be made much, much better. But let's start with the negative very quickly. If you neglect taking care of yourself, you don't see a doctor, you neglect your diet, exercise, it can, you know, lead to kidney failure, blindness, peripheral artery disease, which can, of course, lead to amputations, and so on and so forth. But that is the worst case scenario. If a person exercises and changes their diet, however, you can stabilize, or in some cases, I've even seen people completely get off their meds, and I'll explain to you in a second why.
So let me ask though, Gene, where are you at in your protocol for your type 2 diabetes? Are you seeing a doctor? Are you exercising, watching your diet?
Yeah, I see a doctor regularly. I go to the VA hospital at least once every 3 months. I take my medicine every day. I'm not exercising like I used to. I kind of fell off on that, and sometimes I fall off on my diet.
But you're taking oral medicine, right? You're not taking
I take 10 insulin unit injections, right. One in the morning, one in the evening.
And you're not using any oral medication, right?
Or I take two Glyburide tablets. I take one in the morning, one in the evening.
So, doctor, I'm hearing three things that I would love to hear you answer for him. One is, he said, well, I'm not exactly following diet all the time, and I'm not exactly exercising all the time. Are there some quick diet tips that we could tell him that maybe will help him get back into following a more diabetic-friendly diet that maybe would help him? And then I want to get back to the eyesight too. Are there any supplements or vitamins or anything that might help, you know, with the eyesight issue?
Well, you know, very, very, very quick tips. Simply walking a block every single day, no matter what, will immediately make your body more insulin sensitive. So just that simple of an exercise. You know, not getting your gym clothes and, you know, trying to find a gym and people talking to you and parking. So no, just simply walking. How forgiving is nature? Simply walking. Within 24 hours after that walk, we're now much, much more insulin sensitive. And number two, it's called thermogenesis. And that is simply eating lean organic meats will make you also more insulin sensitive. So there's two very simple tricks for helping that cascading diabetes 2 from getting worse.
Okay.
But at some point, I like to get back to the very beginning of diabetes and how all this happened and how we can, what steps we can do to prevent it.
Yeah, but Doctor, let me, I want to make sure Gene's listening to you out there in New Jersey. Hey, Gene, what do you think of what Dr. Ray just said? A block, can you walk a block a day?
Yes.
And what about eating the lean meat? Because that alone, Dr. Ray is saying, could help at least what you asked was stop the progression, right?
I can do both of those things.
Doctor, does he sound committed?
He is a winner. He is a winner. And, you know, the alternative is catastrophic. It's blindness, amputation, a very short life. It's being on a dialysis machine. It's being impotent. I mean, it's just not worth it. So to go out that front door, maybe a little difficult to start each day, but it's so worth it. And once you do it, the endorphins, of course, you'll be addicted. You'll be addicted to that exercise. So let's get up and do it, people, because the alternative is catastrophic with a capital C.
Does the walk have to be in the morning? Is it in the afternoon, or is it?
According to our circadian rhythms, it is far better to exercise from 7 to 11. However, the body is very forgiving, and if we cannot do it in the morning, then anytime we can do it, we'll still help. However, clearly we're designed for a 7 to 11 in the morning workout, or even earlier.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Now, Doctor, we're running short on time here, but I want to make sure we answer Gene's questions. What about his eyesight? Are there anything that he can do food-wise or vitamin-wise or supplement-wise to help with his eyesight? Because you mentioned, Gene, that that's a concern of yours.
Yes.
We have to go back to the genesis of all this. And the genesis of all this is the abuse of the grains that we have in this society. So the lectins in grains basically makes our immune system fight ourselves. It damages the arteries. It damages our heart. It damages our pancreas. It makes us insulin insensitive. So we got to cut back on those grains, more leafy vegetables, and lean meats. Eat more frequently, at least every 3 hours. Exercise, and you know, sprinkle in there a little bit of good attitude and happiness. And of course, drink lots and lots of pure water. So you know, another little trick I like is you know, we eat so many of these high glycemic foods. I like some of the lower glycemic sweeteners. Such as agave nectar. And agave nectar even sometimes comes in light variety. So that's something I personally do myself to prevent that diabetes. And I stay away from eating too many grains. I eat lots of lean meats, exercise every day, no matter if there's earthquakes or fires. The day of the North Ridge earthquake, I went to the gym. So I just want to, wow. I want to make sure everyone, you know, of all days, that day I had to go because I went on record that even though the world's crumbling around me, that there are no excuses. We go to the gym every day. So if we exercise and stay away from the grains, we're not going to get the problems with our eyesight. We're not going to get the kidney problems, and we're not going to get diabetes 2 at all. And if we already have it, we can make it much, much, much better. And I even seen a large number of people who were able to get off all their meds because they got the weight down, they ate correctly, they exercised, and the diabetes too was just something written on their charts, but no longer tormented them. So I really believe in exercise and diet, because remember, diabetes is an invention of modern men. If you look back in Paleolithic tribes, hunters and gatherers, I was just in Africa, and I saw the Kung. They have no diabetes, they have no heart disease, they have no breast cancer. These are all inventions of our sick, sedentary, ill manner in which we eat as modern men.
Amazing. So really what I'm hearing, Gene, is diet. You've got to make a commitment to getting away from the grains, walking once a day, and eating more lean meats. Are those things you're willing to do?
Yes, I am.
Great.
And just one last thing, Gene, on the prostate issue. Benign prosthetic hypertrophy is something that really torments most men. There are wonderful, wonderful supplements that help from an herbal point of view to control that prostate. You know, I myself, I'm of course past 50, and I can have peeing contests with my 7-year-old boy because every single night I take a supplement for my prostate, and there's a number of herbs that will help. So if you go to your homeopathic pharmacy, they can help you with a number of herbs that will keep your prostate under check.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gene, for giving us a call today. And we're going to be doing more of these shows. We've got, about 100 people signing on to Facebook a day and Twitter a day. Your book's all over. So we're getting a lot of questions, and we need to make more time for our listeners. So expect more of these call-in shows. We are going to be right back here with more of your calls on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. Stay with us.
News, opinion,
hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Are you ready for an open, informative, and fun discussion on health, wellness, and a whole lot more? If so, you'll need to tune in to The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie, featuring award-winning TV host Forbes Riley and multimedia producer, author, and CEO Charlie Fusco. Our show is real, honest, opinionated, and full of laughs. Our well-known guests of authors, experts, and celebrities will give you the inside scoop on health, fitness, and personal success. The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to this hour of On the Radio with Dr. Robert Ray. I'm here with the man himself on the airwaves. I'm Natalie Day, and we're taking your calls today. We're taking them live, and we're trying to get the doctor to give you the answers that you need. So thanks for calling in. All right, well,
Natalie, we really have the best.
We do.
We have the coolest audience in the world.
And I'm excited about this show because we've been to Switzerland. Talked about liver spots.
It's funny, I was just in Zurich. Isn't that funny? I was just in Zurich, and then we get a call from Switzerland.
There you go. And we were talking about liver spots. If you missed any part of the program, you can go to voiceamerica.com and download it, because we talked with Isabel about liver spots in Sweden. We then went to New Jersey, and we talked about everything from diabetes to liver cleansing. And now we are going to Texas, and we've got Yvette on the line. Yvette, can you say hello to the doctor?
Hello, Dr. Ray. Big fan of yours.
I'm a big fan of yours. Thanks for calling me, Yvette. I really appreciate it. Are you Latina?
Yes, I am.
You have a radar.
Awesome.
You have a Latin radar.
Yeah, we also have a very, very loyal Latin following. We have, you know, lots of people from all walks of life, but the Latinos have always been very loyal as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We love you. My husband is a big fan of yours. You know, men and plastic surgery sometimes don't go hand in hand, but he's a big fan of yours.
You know, you say that, but you know what? Plastic surgery has dropped by about 2%, 1 to 2% worldwide, for obvious reasons, you know, the economic crisis. But only two areas have gone up. Men have gone up by 21% in their consumption of plastic surgery. So you say men and plastic surgery don't combine, but you'd be surprised. And I think it is that competition for jobs that is causing men to have their eyelids done. And the other disturbing area is that teenage plastic surgery is on the rise. And very sadly, now we're talking to a Latina sister, quinceañeras, for example. Today, a lot of these Latina teenagers are foregoing the quinceañeras, or basically the sweet 16, sweet 15, and instead they're using that money to get plastic surgery. So one, a disturbing trend. The other one, a trend that makes you smile, the fact that men are getting more plastic surgery. But you say it doesn't mix, but you know, these guys have one or two little secrets that they haven't told you.
Yes, that's true. This is my question, Dr. Ray. I am a Latina. I'm very fair skinned. I've gotten some procedures before, but now I am noticing a little bit of the sagginess around the mouth area, the jowl area. I'm looking just kind of tired. I'm iffy as far as doing. I've done Juvederm before, and I don't like that fake look, you know, that
right.
plumped up look, and I don't know what to do. It's kind of just bothering me, and I don't know if there's a procedure to do, or if there's like a laser treatment that helps kind of, you know, exercises or something like that would help that area. It's where you have your smile, and it just kind of drags down.
You know, those are called marionette lines. If you look at a marionette, they have those little lines, or also known as nasolabial folds. You know, with each stage of life, a different area of the face starts to relax. Basically, the ligaments that attach your skin to the cranium, to the bone, they just relax with time. And that is exacerbated by sun damage and stress. And so on and so forth, weight gain, and so on and so on and so forth. So, for example, jowling is going to occur at about 40-ish. The crow's feet is going to start to occur in our 30s. Glabellar lines, or that number 1 or number 11 or 111, that's all going to come, in our late 30s and 40s. So for each one of these areas, their milestones are supposed to occur at a certain time. What is the problem? Well, the world's become much more competitive. We no longer have the leisure to age. We no longer have the leisure to age, because to get that job, so many companies put an emphasis on youth, very sadly, but true. Thank God, God judges us by our character, our heart. But unfortunately, the world judges us by our appearance, especially in this economy. So you're not crazy or anything. It's a concern that many people voice. And so how to deal with it, how to deal with these little lines you're starting to notice on your face. And you mentioned about the injectables, which are a great choice. But if not done, you know, 100% correctly, it can look a little bit artificial sometimes. And so that leaves other modalities. You hit it right on the head. These very invasive classic procedures such as a facelift, those procedures have gone down about 40%. Why is that? It's good news because the lasers, the radio frequency wave modalities, even the creams are so much better. So let's start with the minimally invasive first, just to give you an idea. I agree. You know, you've been maybe diving to acid every day for the last 20 years. Okay, you need a facelift because your face is down to your chest. But that's very rare. For most people, I think that the lasers are very, very good, such as the Fraxel laser, the CO2 laser, the erbium laser. Some of the modalities I like the most are the radio frequency waves, such as thermage, which doesn't even burn you. It doesn't feel much more like the stinging of a snappy rubber band. Even better than that, the photofacials, which is just regular light, intense regular light. So there's lots of wonderful, just talk to your dermatologist, lots of wonderful.
So minimally, that helps to reaffirm?
Absolutely. You know what it's like, Yvette? You know how you put plastic near fire and the plastic immediately shrinks? That is how a lot of these lasers work. They work on your collagen and it tightens. I know, of course, because I'm a surgeon. I've done it many, many times. It tightens right before your eyes. When I laser people, it tightens right before their eyes. One of my favorite lasers for the face, and maybe you want to write this one down, is a laser called Refirm. Refirm. And I tell you, a lot of celebrities here in Hollywood do it. Why? You can go in at lunchtime. It barely makes you pink. And within a few hours, the pink is gone already.
God, I'm so excited.
Refirm laser. Ask your dermatologist or plastic surgeon about that. But just before we go, I want to come back, as we always do, and hit the non-invasives a little bit. Because, you know, medicine, the best medicine is prevention. The best medicine is the medicine that, you know, doesn't have risks. And so let's talk a little bit about creams. Today, people, we have creams based on these wonderful herbals that work very well. There are several companies that even have almost like injectables in a cream form that will help to partially paralyze the muscles of your face. Creams today, many of which are based on GABA, GABA, which will help to partially paralyze those muscles of facial expression, kind of like botulinic acid. So the creams are wonderful.
And there's so many of them out there that you're like, oh, what do I use now? Let me see. You know, it's the guidance of what is the best cream, and everybody has a different opinion. And it's, when you come and see, my husband's like, oh, you bought another cream. And, you know, because it's just so much that you don't know. I mean, we're kind of clueless, and a working person, you just want to go in and give me the best cream you have, and you want to get out, and that's it.
I'll make it very, very simple. The substance, which has really shown to be the only substance has really shown to regenerate the skin, is retinoic acid, vitamin A, retinoic acid, retin A. So if the cream doesn't really have retin A, I start to get a little bit suspicious. And then there are many other substances that can help. But the cornerstone of these creams should be retin A, okay, or the vitamin A derivative. And, of course, early to bed. Certainly you've seen your hard-drinking friends, smoking friends, you know, who go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning every night. Look at them. Look how fast they age. Certainly you've seen this in your own life when you've been stressed out, going to bed late, maybe caring for a child late or whatever, stress at work. It makes you look much older. Whereas if you hydrate well, hit the sack early. It's not only scriptural, but it's also medicinal because of our circadian rhythms. We have to sleep 7 to 8 hours. This BS about 4 hours a night, you're a superhero. It's not. You're destroying yourself. We used to eat 200 plants, 100 animals as hunters and gatherers. Today, we eat 5 plants and 3 animals. We need supplementation. So supplements, a general multivitamin based on foods. Make sure it's vitamin based on food. One of the biggest challenges these cities have is that they have the sanitary system has recovers tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of capsules every year. They can even read the name on it. They can read the company name on it. I tell you, as a chemist, I was a chemist before I went to medical school. The compacting technology they use to make these cheap vitamin pills, you're just wasting your money. They're going to go through your GI tract. It's not going to be absorbed. It's going to come out the other end and just fill out our sanitation system. So you need to get – I always try to get all my vitamins in powder form.
Oh, okay, Dr. Ray. Well, thank you so much. We're looking forward to Dr. 90210. You have a peanut gallery here. I have a friend of mine who came in and she's like, oh, Dr. Ray, I love you. Get into the car.
I love our wonderful audience. I love my Latina sisters. I love all our friends from all walks of life. But you know what, girls? We are about ready to start filming our pilot. We have a spinoff show. We're going to be filming it very, very soon. It's going to be even nuttier, crazier, and happier than the other one.
And Haley, we love Haley. Yes.
I'll tell her.
Don't ever leave Haley.
No. You know why my marriage has worked? You want to know why? Very, very simple. It's called commitment.
Oh, please tell us. Please,
the day I got married, in my mind, it was like this. I'm going out of this marriage only in a pine box. But anyhow, Yvette, I love you, dear. And please, you have such a great attitude.
Thank you so much. We love you, Dr. Ray. We love Haley. Your kids are amazing.
I think so, too. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Dr. Ray. Bye-bye.
There you go. All the way from Texas.
We are going to be right back here with more of your calls on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. Stay with us.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
And welcome back. You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Robert Ray. I'm Natalie Day. And before we take our next caller, which I really want to get to because he has the same name as my lovely doctor, Dr. Ray, I have to bring you back to last segment. I'm not letting you off the hook. You have peeing contests with Robbie?
You know what? Any man, pretty much, and the guys at home are shaking their heads. 35-year-old up, you're going to have some problems peeing. You're going to find yourself getting up one, two, three, you know, times a night to pee. Tim is shaking his head, faking like he doesn't know what I'm talking about. But Tim is young. Tim, you'll see. Basically, the prostate keeps growing, and many people develop what's called benign prostatic hypertrophy. Anyhow, thank God the good Lord has made some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful plants, herbs that help in prostate health. I've been taking one, you know, every day for the last 15 years. And unlike my colleagues, I'm not getting up all night long. Unlike my colleagues, I can have peeing contests with my 7-year-old boy. It's called wall drawing, but we'll get to that some other time. Anyhow, we do wonderful works of art, but that's because of wonderful herbs that keep the prostate in good health.
I'm shocked that we have so many men callers. We normally are flooded with female callers, but Ray, hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Great. Now, you have a question for Dr. Ray regarding some pain you've been having.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Ray. My name is Ray also. And I'm experiencing mid-back pain, not lower, not upper, but mid-back pain that extends all the way around to like right below my rib cage. I was wondering if that's back pain or should I be concerned about my kidneys?
When did it start? Did it start suddenly or if it is something you've had for a long time or when did it start?
I would say it started about a month ago.
Were you doing something unusual as far as lifting or anything like that?
No, nothing strenuous at all. I thought it might have been just my back because I believe I do need to switch out my mattress. But as time progressed, I noticed it started to move around and I could feel it in my kidney area. So I'm a little concerned whether it could be my kidneys. I'm not drinking enough water.
Learning to listen to your body is such a worthwhile art. You know, very, very serious athletes are very good at that. What kind of work do you do?
Actually, I'm a sales representative, and I'm also a part-time restaurant manager.
Okay, so it's primarily cerebral. You're not lifting heavy things or anything like that, right?
Correct.
Ray, how old are you? And thank you for having the name Ray.
No problem. I'm 42.
How old are you? Oh, you're just a young guy. You know, Natalie, have you noticed that all these guys, we can send to American Idol, all these guys have like singer voices.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I mean, I bet no girl's ever said no to you. Can you imagine calling in with that voice? The problem with my voice was I always had a Bruce Lee voice. It's great for the martial arts. Awesome! But it's not so good for that first date. You know what I'm saying?
I hear
but
you.
Ray, you have good dating voice.
Thank you very much.
So anyhow, what should he be doing?
So you're 42. Any major medical problems that you feel you can tell us?
No, I've always been completely healthy. I go to the doctor.
No heart disease, no lung disease, no kidney disease.
None.
No back problems.
None.
No history of trauma to your back from athletics in the past or anything like that?
Correct, none. I consider myself to be perfectly healthy.
Okay, and you exercise regularly and you eat correctly, or where are we with all that?
I try to exercise. I believe I should be exercising more. But due to my, you know, my work schedule, exercise has, you know, been put on the back burner. As far as eating, I try and eat healthy as well.
How much are you weighing right now? And what's your height?
I'm 6'4", approximately.
Whoa, I don't want to fight this guy.
245, 250.
How much?
6'4", 245, 250.
245, 250. Okay, well, you know what? Most likely, I would start by, of course, seeing your physician. Maybe you ingested something that irritated your kidneys, or maybe you have a urinary tract infection that can go all the way up to your kidneys. So make sure we rule out a kidney etiology because that can be quite serious. But, you know, back pain, 80% of all people are going to suffer from back pain sometime in their lives. And, a number of things can add to that back discomfort, even stress. Imagine your job, you must be under a lot of stress, especially in this economy. The mattress you mentioned about, mattress you change every 8 years, minimally every 8 years. So there's a number of things, and lack of exercise, of course, can add to back pain. And, I have a wonderful, wonderful substance. We Brazilians use a lot of herbals. If you look at my website, Ray, it's called Phytorich Cordy Extreme. It's a plant that grows in Brazil, and it's wonderful for muscle discomfort, arthritis, rheumatism. And we Brazilians, in Brazil, it's considered, it's given by prescription. Here in America, notice I started speaking about Brazilian products. I suddenly get my accent back. Now, did you notice that? here in America, it's over the counter. But that's one way to help treat that topically. Of course, starting slowly I like just a walking program, a daily stretching and walking program. You're going to find that you're going to cure a lot of back pain just by walking and taking 5 to 10 minutes each day to very, very slowly stretch. And of course, you know, tweaking the diet a little bit so we get that weight down to, you know, a body mass index of 18 to 22. All kinds of wonderful charts you can Google on body mass index and where you should be at 6'4". But I think you're a little bit over. Anyhow, so check with your doctor, make sure it's not something serious. If it's nothing serious, I love a good liver cleanser, and I like the many, many plants. I like dandelion. It's a wonderful, wonderful cleanser. Gets your kidneys and liver ship shape. But for the outside, I like exercise. I like this topical cream called Cordy Extreme. And you give those tips a try, right?
Okay.
And call us back and tell us how it turns out. So don't forget the walking, the stretching, the Cordy Extreme, and a good liver kidney cleanser like a dandelion extract, which you can get at the homeopathic pharmacy.
Dandelion extract. That's great. And we will post these tips on our Facebook page if you're experiencing the same things as Ray. Ray, thanks for giving us the opportunity to help you today.
And thank you very much. And thank you also, Dr. Ray.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for all your wonderful calls into our show here on the radio with Dr. Ray on Voice of America. I tell you from the bottom of my heart that Nellie and I really love you. And we're so grateful. It's just a wonderful worldwide family, and we all grow together. You know, we tackle issues that no one else is willing to take on, and we're gonna, it's no spin here, we're gonna tell you exactly how it is. Gonna have all the controversial guests. Thank you, big kiss and a hug, and I'll see you next time from On the Radio with Dr. Ray. Ciao.
Thank you again for listening. On the Radio with Dr. Ray will be back next Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Please join host Dr. Robert Ray and co-host Natalie Day again for another terrific show. And have a great week until then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.